Good morning, Rick. Today we're here on Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning the Klal Yudal, which talks about the Melacha of Schita, which is a Tolda of Dosh. It's also known as Mefarik. Now the Chayyim is going to move in Simon Ches and Tess. He's going to move from what we're discussing till now, squeezing out fruits or squeezing out Kibashim and Shlokas, into the issue of milking an animal. Or milking a woman who's nursing a child, expressing the milk into a container to give to the child. So those goes under the malacha of mefarik or the malacha of schita. It approximates the maisa of dosh. Like we said before, the dosh is the act of extracting the usable kernel from its non-usable husk. And that's what's happening over here. The person is extracting the usable milk from the non-usable animal, so he is doing an act of extracting, which is going to be the malacha. So we could see three scenarios of how the person is going to be doing this. A person would be doing it for the purpose of using the milk, and simply just taking it into a container, and that's going to be malacha d'oraisa. Person is taking it, doing the act of chaliva, which is a form of a mafarik or of schita, to use it, he's going to be already said the raisa. Milk is one of the seven mashkim, so it approximates the process of the same thing which one is doing from olives and grapes, and it's going to be malacha d'raisa. We can see a scenario where a person is doing it to just discard the milk, just to relieve the animal of its pain. It's painful for the animal to have this large weight of milk pulling down on its udder for a long period of time. It's painful to the stretching the muscles. It can be dangerous if it's very, very heavy. So a person wants to relieve the animal. And what does he do? He just lets the milk, he milks it directly onto the ground. So by doing so, it's halach libud. So that is at least malacha shen esrich l'gufa. Person is doing the malacha of this, but not for the purpose which we normally do it, which is to get the results, but get the item which results, but rather he's doing it to discard it. But we can argue, make an argument that's even better than that, that we mentioned this idea that the whole malacha of schita being like dosh is only if a person is extracting it to use it. A person extracts it not to use it, it doesn't approximate the act of dosh, disha, at all. So it's not a malach at all. So that would be a second scenario. The third scenario is a person wants to use the heter, mashka v'lo eichel. That a person is taking liquid out and putting, as it comes out, it's going directly into a food, so it never gets a chance to get a status of a mashka. It starts out as part of the cow, which is an eichel. It goes into food, which is an eichel. It never got the moment to get a chashibas of a mashka. That would be the third possibility, which we have to clarify. It does that work over here or not. Let's see the language of the Chayyadim inside. So the malacha of milking an animal involves the malacha of mafarik. Now, the Chayyadim raises a question over here. We know that the mafarik only applies to Gedulei Karka. The Gemara has a discussion. A person takes the chilazon, which had was a source for a liquid which was used to create chelis, and squeezes it out on Shabbos. So the more discussions that there are malachas that evolve in doing that, but the more brings a Tana which says that he's doing the malach of dosh. The Chum say back, that the dosh only applies in the character things which grow from the ground. So how can we say a person is chayv for milking the cow, which doesn't grow from the ground, the same way chilazon doesn't grow from the ground? So we differentiate between the two. The chilazon, by virtue of the fact that it's underwater, lives underwater, so it's not considered growing from a karka. But the animals which live on the land and get their sustenance from the vegetation on the land, for these purposes, that's considered the karka. It grows from the food, from the meditation of the karka. The behemoth may have a gedulei karka l'inyan im chalav l'shtiyah is chayiv. So a person would do the act of chaliva with intent to drink it, a person is going to be chayiv. Now the chayiv moves into the idea of squeezing it out milking it in order to put it directly into a food is like going to work. In Siman Tes, we talked about the woman who needs to relieve herself from the milk. She's, even the child doesn't need it, but she's feeling painful from having all that milk. She wants to release the milk that she has, and it should go to Ibud. That would be the third possibility. So we mentioned all three possibilities, which will be covered now at Siman Ches and Tes. And we need to clarify at the end of the Siman Ches, Bes Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.